Well, this morning, as I prayed, we are going to look at just the personal decisions to make a stand and changes in our life. I don't know how many of you make resolutions at the beginning of each year. I try not to.
很多人在新年的时候会, 立志 一个新年新志向, 我不知道你有没有这样做。
Part of the problem is that, as many of you have discovered, we don't always follow through.
很多人我们都知道, 很多没有办法, 持续, 我们的, 新志向。
And so rather than be discouraged or disappointed, I just strive to continue to follow God as best I'm able.
所以, 我们不要灰心, 我们还是继续的每天跟随主。
And I would imagine that would be true for every one of us.
我们希望每一个人也能够这样继续做。
Particularly as followers of Jesus Christ, we know the role model that we have before us.
尤其是我们是基督徒, 我们知道我们有很好的榜样。
The very fact that you're here this morning tells me that there is a part of you that wants to be more like Christ.
你在这里今天早上就表明了你的决心，你要更像耶稣基督。
And so we're going to look at some of those things this morning, particularly out of 1 Peter chapter 2.
所以今天我们来看, 这段经文, 彼得前书第二章1到12节。
But before we do, let me start with this video just as an encouragement to us.
在那之前我们先看一段影片。
It's just a simple reminder that we get into routines and habits.
提醒我们有时候日常生活变成例行公事。
And sometimes when we watch movies or television, and we look at these folks and we think how amazing or extraordinary they are.
有时候我们看电视、看电影，看到这些明星，觉得说哇，他们真的是非常不平凡。
And we think that I can never be like that.
那我永远没有办法成为这样子的人。
But we always think of it in terms of some of those external type of professions and qualities and talents, and not so much as who we are as followers of Jesus.
但是我们看到其实是外表的这些, 他们的工作, 他们的能力, 而不是, 他们的内心。
And so that's what I want to talk about today, is the resolutions to be an extraordinary Christian.
所以今天我们来看我们的新志向，来成为一个非凡的一个基督徒。
And oftentimes when we're talking about resolutions, we're talking about changes in our behavior or lifestyle.
我们看到讲到我们的志向，我们要改变我们的行动。
This idea of eliminating some things in our lives.
把一些不好的事情离开。
Things that we know are kind of dragging us down.
有些东西拖累了我们。
Things that are not what would please God.
有些东西是不讨神喜悦的。
And so we want to eliminate all those type of things.
要把那些东西移开。
And then also part of resolutions is the idea of adding some new things, new habits into our lives.
那我们要加一些新的行动。
Things that would draw us closer to God.
让我们能够更靠近神。
The definition of a resolution to resolve is to make a definite, serious decision to do something.
这个立志的定义就是下定决心要去做一件事情。
And so it's in that sense of I'm going to do this, I've committed to do this, is what we're talking about.
就是我决定了一定要做这件事情。
And so what I want to look at here is this couple statements, a few statements from former students of mine as to why we don't follow through with our resolutions.
我们来看几个人，他们说他们为什么没有办法持续他们的要做的志向。
This is from one of my college students. He says, we want things to improve but don't want to put in the effort. We think resolutions as wishful ideas we wish would happen to us but not by us.
有一个大学生说，我们希望能够改进，但是我们不想努力去做。我们所认为的励志是一种一厢情愿的一种想法，但是最好是不需要经过他们努力就可以做到。
The idea of putting in the extra effort to improve is something that we know we're just not wanting to do.
我们知道我们需要努力才能够改进，但是我们有时候不想要这样做。
We'd much rather take, you know, a magic pill or have someone do something for us and magically something changes.
我们有时候希望别人能帮我们做一些事情，或者我们只要吃一颗药就好了。
One of my high school students said this, people, especially teens or students, are just simply too lazy and lacking in the self-control to do it and stick to their plan.The mentality of our generation, she said, doesn't really stress sticking to your guns or sticking to your plan.
有一个高中学生说，青少年太懒惰，也缺乏自制能力来坚持做他们的计划。他们这一代并不重视怎么样子来持续下去，怎么样来坚持他们的原则。
And I think we can all identify with that idea of, again, not putting in the effort, but just really wanting to be lazy about it.
所以有时候真的就是我们不愿意努力啊，有点懒惰。
And I like that she said also that the idea of self-control,
她自己讲了她要自己控制自己
that we lack the self-control, the self-discipline to actually carry through with a plan.
有这样的自制的能力来坚持的做下去。
The interesting thing here though is sometimes we just don't even have a plan.
有时候我们连个计划都没有。
So it's very easy for us to veer off course.
所以常常就会走岔路了。
One of the young mothers that I knew, she said this, we soon find out it's not easy to change anything. So we say that at least I've tried it, and it's a safe way of putting on, trying on the new lifestyle and seeing how it fits.
有一个年轻妈妈说，我们很快就会发现要改变是不容易的。然而我们会说，至少我已经尝试去做，但是这是个很安全的方法来试着改变。
So when it's all said and done, we can say we've made an effort at least.
好像我已经尝试了。
Or like, yes, I remember trying to lose weight or going on that diet. I tried it. It doesn't work for me.
我记得我想要瘦一点，我吃这个营养的餐，但是没有办法持续下去。
And so at least we can stand there, you know, and tell people with all sincerity, we at least tried.
可以跟你说，我真的很用心的去尝试过了，但是没有办法做到。
And these are not necessarily excuses, but I think we can identify that it is reality.
虽然这些不是一些借口，但是事实上是很多人这样子说的。
That even though we want to eliminate some things and take on some new things, something gets in the way.
虽然我们要把不好的拿开，要做一些新的事情，但是我们常常没有办法做。
Whether it's the crunch of time that's causing us to not be able to do what we need to do.
也许是我们没有足够的时间来做这些事情。
Or maybe it's the extra effort that is required for us to put in.
或是我们需要的努力我们没有办法做到。
Or simply just not even having a plan at all.
或者我们根本都没有一个计划。
And so I want to encourage us as brothers and sisters in Christ to take a look at least one plan.
所以要鼓励弟兄姐妹，我们至少要有一个计划。
As I said, we are in 1 Peter chapter 2, and in the first three verses,We see this.
我们呢看一下彼得前书第二章前三节。
So let's go ahead and read this together.
我们一起来读。
So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切诽谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Jonathan Edwards was a 18th century theologian and a revivalist.
十八世纪的一个神学家 Jonathan Edwards 说
，And he came up with about 70 resolutions that.He wanted for himself.
他列了七十个他的新的志向，想要做到的。
And to the point of where he would read these resolutions every week.
他每一个礼拜都读一次。
But he starts with this statement.
但是他刚开始是这样子说的。
He says, "Being sensible that I'm unable to do anything without God's help."
明明知道我没有神的帮助，我是什么都不能做的。
I do humbly entreat Him by His grace to enable me to keep these resolutions.
我谦卑地请求神借他的恩典来让我能够做这些事情。
So far as they are agreeable to His will for Christ's sake.
主要他是跟神的旨意是和切的。
And so he would start with that kind of declaration or prayer.
所以他会用这个来祷告。
And so if he were to come to a verse like this in Peter, to put away all of these things, he's saying, I want to do this according to God's will by his enabling grace.
所以是借着神的旨意跟他的能力，我们可以做到这些，除去这一切的恶毒。
And so as we approach this new year and think about the things that we want to change in our lives, I pray that that would be also our attitude.
所以在这个新年，我们想我们这样改变自己的时候，我们应该也有这样子的立志的方式。
That God would enable us by His grace to do these things.
也借着神的恩典，他让我们有能力做到这些事情。
To make the changes in our lives personally that would bring glory to His name, but also strengthen us in our walk with Him.
让我们的身体上能够改变，能够借着呢他的能力来改变，也能够赞美他。
Because as much as what Reverend Mao had shared with us yesterday, as a church, we want to move forward.
像昨天马牧师分享，我们整个教会要怎么样子往前走。
Individually, you know, we cannot move this organization, this body of believers forward.
但是我们个人也许没有办法把这个整体移开。
But we can change what God is doing in our own lives.
但是我们可以改变神怎么样在我们身上的做工。
And if, as individuals, as brothers and sisters in Christ, if we make the commitment to change personally,
我们一个个人，我们可以在来到神的面前说我们自己要怎么样。
And to continue to come together corporately,
那还是一起来到神的家中。
Then all that we have been praying for and God has laid a vision upon Reverend Mao in our hearts.To move forward can become a reality.
那神也给马牧师一个意向，我们每个人都改变了，来到神家中，我们也一起可以。
Because there is a uniqueness that each and every one of us brings.
我们每一个人都是不同的。
And the strength that together God can accomplish great things.
在一起，我们一起能够为神做大事。
So let's take a look at some of these things that we can resolve to do.
我们来看一下，我们能够下定决心要做什么。
In 2015, we talked about being like Christ.
2015年，我们讲到，我们说要更像基督。
And so with all of these resolution points that I'm going to share today, I'm going to assume that God is already doing some of this in our lives.
所以我们等一下要讨论几点，我想我们已经开始做了这些事情了。
That somewhere in your life, you are already becoming more like Christ.
也许在你的生活上，你已经变得更像基督了。
But we know that this side of heaven, we are not yet made perfect.
但是我们在天堂的这一边，我们不是完美的。
That we are still maturing in our faith and our walk with Jesus.That God is continuing to shape and mold us into the image of His Son.
神会继续的改变我们，让我们更像耶稣。
And so even if you have walked with God for years after years, there is still more growth, there's still more shaping, there's still more like Christ that we can become.
所以即使你已经当基督很多年了，我们还是可以继续的成长，继续的变得更像耶稣。
So we take a look at this in chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. He says that as you come to Him, Christ, a living stone, who's rejected by man in the sight of God and chosen precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house.
这里讲到主乃活，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选，所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫。
Peter reminds his readers that like Christ, we are living stones among the people around us.
彼得提醒我们，我们就像耶稣一样，我们也是活石。
That we can identify with Christ.
我们可以跟像耶稣一样。
That God wants to build us up into something spiritual.
神要建立我们成为一个灵宫。
That we are to be more like Him.
我们会越来越像他。
And as I said, we spent a lot of time last year going over that. And so just a reminder that we can be more like Jesus.
所以我们去年已经讲过这些，就是提醒我们，是的，我们可以变得更像。
No matter how long we have known Him, no matter how long we've walked, there's still a little bit that God is doing to shape and mold us.
不管我们已经知道认识他多久了，不管我们成为基督徒多少年了，我们还是可以，神可以继续的让我们更像基督。
So the second thing I want us to consider is this: to more consistently worship God.
第二点是更加一致的、更加持续的来敬拜上帝。
And with the understanding that you and I are made to worship.
因为我们是神创造，为了是敬拜他。
We just sang a song that talked about worshiping God and living in a way that we worship God. In verse 5, it says that we are a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And when we're talking about worship, we're talking more than just singing and prayer.
我们讲敬拜不是只是唱歌，只是祷告。
But we're talking about how we actually live our lives.
我们是讲到我们怎么样子生活。
And talking about it in this consistency.
讲到这个一致持续性。
This is a different time for us to come together as worship for worship.
今天我们是特别的敬拜。
And I commend you for making the setting aside the time to be here.
高兴你们今天能够来这里一起敬拜。
But as Christians, so often we can get into routines of worship.
但是基督徒来说，我们有时候常常呢，敬拜变成了一个例行的公式。
Maybe we come every time the doors are open on Sunday and Wednesday.
每一次礼拜天的时候，或者是礼拜三的祷告会。
And we think that's the only time that we can worship God.
好像只有那个时候我们可以敬拜神。
That in this place is the only place where we can worship God.
这里是唯一可以敬拜的地方。
But if who we are people who are worshipers, then we need to worship anywhere and everywhere we can.
但是我们是敬拜神的人，不管在何时何地，我们都可以敬拜。
And it shouldn't be confined to when the doors of the church are open.
不是在教会门打开的时候。
And it shouldn't have to take place only when there's a pastor present.
而且不需要一定要有牧师在才可以敬拜。
Because as we see in 1 Peter, we're reminded that we are also part of the priesthood.
彼得提醒我们，我们也是这个圣洁的祭司。
And then God expects and wants us to worship Him.
神要我们，神也期待我们来敬拜他。
In the Westminster Catechism, it says the chief end of man is to glorify or worship God and enjoy Him forever.
那讲到我们人的目的是要敬拜他，是要把荣耀归于神。
That this is why God created us, to have that relationship with Him.
这就是为什么神创造我们，所以我们跟他有一个良好的关系。
And in that relationship, we acknowledge how great and majestic He is.
在这关系里面，我们承认神他的荣耀。
Because as we get to know Him more,We recognize that He is worth our worship.
我们更认识他的时候，我们知道他是配得我们的敬拜的。
He's worthy to be praised.
他是配得我们的赞美。
And for those of us that have walked with God for a number of years, we know this.
那我们当基督徒多年的人很多，我们都知道这一点。
No one ever has to tell us that God is worth worshiping.
不需要有人跟我们讲神是配得敬拜的。
Because we have seen His hand of grace and mercy in our lives.
因为我们在我们的生活当中已经看到了他的恩典。
We have seen His hand over this world.
我们看到他的手在掌握的
世界。Even when things are going badly.
虽然有些事情看起来很糟糕。
Even when there's tragedy.
虽然有悲剧发生。
God still finds a way to bring glory to His name.
神还是能够把他的荣耀归于他的名。
In the midst of all the negatives that we experience.
在所有这些负面的消息里面。
Because as followers of Jesus Christ, we recognize that.
我们基督徒，我们是知道这一点。
Because we are made to worship God.
因为我们是被创造来敬拜他的。
Not only are we made to worship God, we should worship God with our very lives.
不只是我们是被造来敬拜，但是我们应该用我们的生命来敬拜他。
As I said, it's more than just singing. It's more than just coming together as the body of Christ in a certain place.
不是只是唱歌，只是大家一起聚集在一起。
But it's that as we live our lives as an act of worship before God. In Romans 12:1, Paul writes, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
罗马书十二章第一节讲到，所以弟兄们，我们以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
The phrase living sacrifice always catches my attention.
活祭啊，这个字都是非常的醒目。
Because the thing with a living sacrifice, it can crawl off an altar.
因为你是活的话，你可以爬下这个祭坛。
I think of the story of Abraham when God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac.
我们想到亚伯拉罕当神要他牺牲他的儿子以撒。
The story is found in Genesis chapter 22 if you want to look at it later.
是在创世纪二十三章。
Yeah.
二十二章。
As they're walking to the place of worship, Isaac looks to his father and says, "You know, we have the wood, we have the fire." But where is the sacrifice?
当他们走去的时候，以撒问他爸爸说：“我们有这个木头，我们有火，那这个活祭在哪里？祭品在哪里？”
And Abraham told his son that the Lord God will provide the sacrifice.
亚伯罗汉说：“神会供应的。”
But imagine Isaac as his father is starting to tie his hands together.
可以想象以撒当亚伯拉罕把他手绑起来的时候
and to bind his son to lay on the altar,
把他绑起来放在这个祭坛上
the willingness of Isaac to allow his father to do that, to trust his father,
那以撒愿意被亚伯拉罕这样子做来信任他的父亲
that always astounds me,
这是一个让人惊异的事情
because Abraham's an old man,
因为亚伯拉罕是一个老人了
I mean, he's 100 plus.
那个时候已经一百多岁。
Isaac is a very young man.
Isaac 是一个还是一个小孩。
Probably a teenager.
可能是十几岁。
At the very least, he could have run away.
他至少可以。
He didn't have to stand there and allow his father to tie him.
他不需要在那里让他爸爸把他绑起来。
But he willingly allowed himself to be a living sacrifice.
但是他同意被这样绑起来当做活祭。
And yes, God did provide. The ram to be sacrificed.
神是供应了羊来当做活来祭品。
But that's the image that comes to mind when I read Romans 12:1.
那我们读到罗马书十二章第一节的时候，这个是我们想到的。
And I ask myself, how willing am I to allow God to do in my life whatever He wills?
我们愿不愿意让神在我们的生命里面做他要做的事情
Am I willing to lay there on the altar before God as a sacrifice?
我们愿不愿意躺在这个祭坛上
Am I willing to give him my dreams?
我们愿不愿意把我们的梦想交给神
Am I willing to give him my hopes?
我们愿意把我们的盼望交给神
Am I willing to give him my family?
我们愿不愿意把我们的家庭交给神
Am I willing him to give him my very life?
愿不愿意把我们的生命也交给神
Living sacrifice can crawl off the altar.
活祭可以爬下这个祭坛
But if we were to worship God with our lives,
但是我们用我们生命来敬拜神的话
and we're resolved to be more consistently worshiping God this year,
我们要更加一致的来崇拜上帝
then part of that resolution is to be determined to stay on that altar.
那里面的一部分就是我们愿意停留在那个祭坛上
And the act of worship, the ultimate act of worship of God, is to trust Him.
这是我们敬拜的方式来信任他。
No matter what comes this year.
不管发生什么事情。
The next thing I want to remind us is to more intentionally share the gospel.
第三点是更有意的来分享福音。
We each have a story to tell.
我们每个人都有故事。
See, as I said,Each one of us has a very unique experience with God.
我们每个人跟神都有一个很独特的经验。
Some of us may have come to Christ early on in childhood.
有些人是很小就认识了神。
And maybe some later on in life as an adult.
有些人当了成人以后才认识神。
Maybe someone, a very dear friend or family member, shared the gospel message with you, and you responded in faith.
也许有个朋友或有一个家人跟你分享福音，而你决志了。
Or maybe there was a tragic event that caught your attention and brought you to the place where only God made sense.
或许有一个悲剧发生了，让你了解只有神才能够解释给你。
See, I don't know all the stories in this room.
我不知道你们每一个人的故事
but God does.
但是神知道的
And God has uniquely given you an experience that has drawn you to Him.
神给你一个独特的经验来吸引你到他的面前
And it's in that life experience that God might choose to use you to connect someone else to Him. And one of the things about our story is that it's the one thing that people cannot take away from us. As followers of Jesus Christ, we call it a testimony. But when we're talking to people who do not yet know Christ, they just simply want to hear your story. They want to hear why God matters to you. 1 Peter 2:9 tells us that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that we may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
彼得前书第2章第9节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
What is your story where God has called you out of darkness and brought you into His marvelous light?
你的故事是什么呢？神怎么样子召你出那黑暗，入那奇妙光明？
Because when we make a determination, a resolution to more intentionally share the gospel, it can begin there.
我们可以立志来，更有意的来分享这个。
And it's in that uniqueness that I think God can do some amazing things.
因为你是非常独特的，神可以用那个来做大事。
And not only that,We have a story to tell, but we have a mission to fulfill.
不止我们有一个故事，我们也有一个使命。
In 2 Corinthians 5, Paul writes that he's given us, God has given us a ministry of reconciliation, and that we are ambassadors for Christ.
在哥林多后书第五章，保罗说，神，我们是神的使徒，我们是要借着耶稣与我们跟他和好，要劝人和好。
When sin entered the world in the Garden of Eden,man was separated from God. Sin could not be in the presence of a holy God. And the entire story of the Bible is about God reconciling man to Himself. We sometimes look at the Bible and we think of individual books and letters.And we sometimes wonder how it all fits.
在圣经，我们读圣经有时候看到是66本书，或是有不同的章节、不同的字。
But when you think of it as just one continuous story,
但是这所有的合起来是一个故事。
God reconciling man to Himself.
神是让我们跟他和好。
And the role that we get to play in that.
那我们每个人的角色。
That God.Wants to bring man back to himself,
就是当神要把人带到他面前,
and that we can have a part in that,
我们可以在这部分有一个角色,
that's the mission that we have been given as followers of Jesus.
那就是我们基督徒的使命.
It's more than just simply, you know, it goes in line with the Great Commission in Matthew 28, where we are to make disciples of all nations.
都知道马太福音讲到的大使命，我们要是各国人做主的门徒。
And sharing the good news that Jesus Christ came and died on a cross to redeem the world.
来分享福音，耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上，我们可以借着他来到神的面前。
This is a reminder that we represent Christ.
提醒我们，我们是代表耶稣基督。
In everything we do.
不管我们做什么事情。
And as that term ambassadors.Reminds us that we are not of this place.
我们是使者，我们是要做出神要我们做的事情。
Which brings us to this final point.
最后一点。
To be in a more extraordinary follower of Jesus Christ.
我们可以成为一个更加出色的基督徒。
Into verse 11 and 12, Peter writes that we are sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable.So that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of His visitation.
十一节跟十二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是旅客，是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中，应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们的、作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
We are ambassadors because our citizenship as followers of Jesus Christ is not here on this earth, but it is in heaven.
我们是使者，但是我们的国度是在天堂，不是在这里。
Paul reminded us in Philippians 3:20 when he said that our citizenship is in heaven and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗提醒我们在腓立比书第三章讲到我们的国度是在天堂。
So again, as an ambassador representing Christ, because this is not our home.
因为我们是使者，这里不是我们的家。
This is just a temporary dwelling place for us.
这是我们暂时寄居的。
As followers of Jesus Christ, we await and long for the day that we get to go home and be with God.
我们是耶稣的跟随者，我们想要的是能够有一天回到神那里，跟他在一起。
In John chapter 17, Jesus prays this and reminds us that we are not of this world.
在约翰福音第十七章，耶稣我们祷告也提醒我们。
In verse 14, he says, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they're not of this world, just as I'm not of this world."
第十四节，我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Verse 15, "I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one."
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，用你的道就是真理。
And then verse 18, "As you sent me into the world, so I've sent them into the world."
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
I've often wondered, you know, if being a follower of Christ, why doesn't God just take me home at the moment of my salvation?
有时候我们想说，我们是耶稣的跟随者，为什么我们觉知的时候，神不马上把我们带到天堂？
I mean, wouldn't it be just easier to not have to go through the hardships and the heartaches of this world?
这样是不是比较简单一点，不需要走过这世上的一些悲苦？
But the reality is, as Jesus prayed, he wants to keep us here.
但是这里讲到耶稣说的，他要我们在这个世界上。
For the purpose of being able to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
目的就是要能够分享福音，耶稣的好消息。
To be his ambassadors.
成为他的使者。
To be men and women that will make a difference, to be extraordinary.
变成一个非凡，一个出色的基督徒。
Because here's the thing. God uses ordinary people like you and I.
因为神用我们这些平凡的人。
And the message itself is extraordinary.
这个信息是一个特别的信息。
But sometimes in the ordinary routines of our lives, God can use us to do extraordinary things.
在我们每天的日常生活例行公事里面，神也可以做出特别的事情。
And really, all it requires is a heart and a person fully committed to God.
它需要的只是你的心，你能够全心的来跟随他。
To be resolved.To allow God to use us in a tremendous way.
能够立志让神来用你来做他的大事。
To be more like Him every single day.
变得更像每一天都更像耶稣。
And to take it one day at a time.
就是每一天一天一天的活。
That each day I will find a more of an intentional desire to worship God.
每一天我们都会有这个决心来敬拜他。
Each day to stay on that altar as a living sacrifice and trusting God with every aspect of my life.
每一天都能够成为活祭，留在这个祭坛上来敬拜他。
With each new day to look for the opportunities to proclaim the excellencies of Him who brought me out of darkness into His marvelous light.
每一天都很有意的来找这个机会来分享福音，因为他是召我们出黑暗进入光明的人。
To recognize the opportunities that I might have to share my story with someone who needs to know about God.
抓住这个机会来分享你个人的故事，让别人也能够认识神。
Who might relate to my experience with God in a way that maybe someone else's won't.
也许他们可以了解。我在神里面经验的故事，别人是不能够这样做到的。
That God might open their eyes and draw them to Himself.
就是神能够开他们的眼，让他们也能够认识神。
And as they take each day with that kind of mindset,
我们每一天都应该有这样的心态。
That I would be a much more extraordinary follower of Jesus Christ.
我们就能够成为更加出色的一个基督徒。
But it takes resolve.
但是我们需要这个决心。
It takes determination.
需要这个立志。
It takes a commitment.
需要我们委身。
To change the things in my life that God wants me to change.
来改变神要我们改变的一些事。
Trusting Him fully.
完全的信任他。
And recognize the things that require only His presence in my life to actually come about.
也知道我们一定要需要他的力量，我们才能够做到的一些事情。
And then encouraging one another.
我们彼此鼓励。
In that part of the journey.
我们这样继续走前面的道路。
So this year we're starting a discipleship training.
今年我们开始做门徒训练。
It's an opportunity for brothers and sisters to come together and to share their story and share their experience together.
一个机会让弟兄姐妹来聚集，一起来分享你的故事，一起来走前面道路。
It's the ability to take the uniqueness of our individual lives and bring them together in the strength of unity.
我们把每一个人独特的生活经验带在一起，成为一体。
And as we all start to move in that direction individually, we will start to see God do some amazing things corporately as a church.
我们个人更靠近神的时候，我们大家一体神就能够借着我们教会做出大事。
That God might bless us to see His hand of mercy in this community through us.
那神就会祝福我们，让我们在这个社区里面能够看到他的大能。
We have gathered together to start the year. In worship and a desire to serve God.
在新的一年开始的时候，我们在这里敬拜来侍奉他。
So let me encourage us to challenge the ordinary routines of our life.
鼓励你来挑战这个平庸的基督徒的生活。
And as we leave this place with each new day, strive to be an extraordinary follower of Jesus Christ.
离开这里的时候，我们每一个人都希望能够成为一个更出色、更特别的基督徒。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Our Father and God, again, thank you for redeeming us.
我们的天父，我们的神，我们感谢你拯救了我们。
Thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit.
感谢你充满我们用圣灵来充满我们。
Thank you for calling us into your kingdom as your children.
感谢你呼召我们到你的国度里成为你的儿女。
Thank you for enabling us to be a part of your mission.
感谢你让我们能够成为你的使命的一部分。
Today is a new day, Father, and I pray that we would take the steps to continue to be more like you.
今天是新的一天，我们希望能够更像您。
To worship you with our heart and with our very lives.
用我们的心，用我们的生活来敬拜你。
To be aware of the opportunities you give us to tell your story and to share our story with others.
抓住这个机会来分享我们个人的经验，来把你的福音传达出去。
That in that process, Father, we would be the extraordinary followers of Jesus Christ this world needs.
在这过程当中，成为一个更出色的一个耶稣的跟随者。
Continue to shape and mold us into the image of your Son.
继续来让我们更像耶稣。
That the world will know and glorify you.
那世界上的人可以看到，把荣耀归给你。
May people see you in us,
让人在我们身上看到您
both individually and as a church,
让我们个人在我们的教会里
and they cannot resist the opportunity to acknowledge you,
所以他们不会放弃这个机会来
because it will be so evident,
那您的在我们当中是非常的明显的
May that be true of us in this new year,
希望在这新的一年这能够成为真实的
all to your glory,
为了您的荣耀
and for your kingdom.
为了您的国度
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
Amen.
Amen.